More people using HRT because of hormone issues, of course, because from my understanding, the reason why people have hormone issues stems from their diet. You might not think it, but a lot of people don't think it. But we as a society are malnourished. We are not consuming a proper diet. We are always on a diet or eating too much, never in balance, just one extreme to the other. And that's what I said to her after she told me that.
Welcome to Fit and Focus, Wellness for Busy Women, the podcast where we dive into the world of health and well-being tailored specifically for women who are juggling demands of both career and family. I'm your host, Shane, and I understand the challenges of balancing a thriving career while nurturing a family. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's embark on this journey to become the best versions of ourselves together. Get ready to get fit and focus.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. I got to have a little setup with Shane. I have this little setup here. I'm hoping all this works. I think it is. I hope it is working. Yeah, I think it is. Alrighty. Okay. Alright, so I'm gonna get right into it. Make sure that this is on. Okay, man, this is live as well. Okay. This is awesome so far. Let me see. Make sure everything. Hold on. Make sure everything is working properly. All right, so I literally have three screens. I literally have like three different screens going on right now. The Facebook, the Zoom, and all this, and the app or whatever, the new software that I'm using. So I hope you guys can hear me clearly. Make sure. I mean, it worked yesterday when I tested it. When I test it out, let me disconnect this, so make sure, disconnect, all right, so make sure if I see anybody, ask any questions. Remember guys, today's Q&A, I have a lot to talk about, but today's Q&A, and I really have a lot to talk about today. Let me make sure. Okay, perfect. No one's saying anything just yet. Alrighty. So let's double check again to see if anyone is in. Okay. Alright. Perfect. 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 Alright. So, of course, you guys know if you guys have anything to say, please. Any questions you have, please don't hesitate to say it or ask it. Just gonna jump right into it here. I have my notes here. All right, so I want to get into, let's get into the protein first. Okay, so a lot of times I try to emphasize getting your protein. And I never actually say, I mean, I say your body, you just recommend your body weight if you're working out aggressively. If you're not working out aggressively, you're not working out at all, by 80% of your body weight, 70 to 80% of your body weight should be good enough. When it comes down to it, okay? But some people are asking, you know, won't it bother or won't it affect my would it damage my kidneys? Would it do certain things that a lot of people are worried about, you know? Pretty much mainly the kidneys, damage my kidneys. Everyone's always talking about, not everyone, but some people might get that idea. But what you have to understand is when it comes to things, I say potentially damage your kidneys, with protein, I should say, it's usually because your kidneys are already damaged already. Okay, so if you have certain things like blood pressure issues, all these different kind of things, your kidney's already compromised as it is. So you probably don't need to, you probably shouldn't be having such a high protein diet to begin with, because you have gotten, I mean, probably have dialysis, have all this other stuff getting done to you because of your kidneys being damaged already, or down that track of being damaged. All right, so if you have normal functioning kidneys, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, I saw this question come up and I just said, you know, maybe I should bring this up. I mean, we talk about protein, it's important to get protein in your system and so on and so forth. And, you know, of course it means vegan protein as well, like vegan sources or plant-based sources, I should say. Make sure that you are getting enough, but I never talk about, is there too much? Is there a chance of you getting too much protein? And to answer that question, the answer is no. If you have fully functioning kidneys, you shouldn't have any issue when it comes to that. All right, guys. So I'm just gonna go on to the next thing. But I just think that I should touch on that to let you guys know when it comes to protein. All right, because remember, protein is essential. Our body needs protein for muscle building, muscle regeneration, or anything really. Honestly, our body is pretty much made to a certain extent protein. And why do we have to have protein? We have amino acids. Our body makes certain amino acids, yes, but it doesn't make those essential ones that we need to build more muscle, to build more tissue in our bodies. Okay. All right. So let's go on to, I think that's like the one of the main topics, not saying protein wasn't, but I think this is what is really important to talk about. Now, this is a message someone sent to me. Let me just scroll all the way back, see if I find it. Okay. So she initially, so what she said was, I'm on HRT, meaning hormone replacement therapy. I do Pilates, kickboxing, and play netball each week. She's from Europe. She's from England. Just a netball basketball. I think that's what netball is. But anyway, could eat more protein though. Thanks. Because I was talking to her about it because she asked me for some advice or what have you. Any advice for a working woman in their 50s? And I pretty much told her prioritizing protein, strength training, and water intake. And I don't really... There could be a long list of things, but I don't know her situation 100%, but I figure I'll give like the basic things. And then that's what she told me about being on HRT. And that's the advice I gave her. So, and this is some other stuff I said to her. There is a lot more people using HRT because of hormone issues, of course, because from my understanding, the reason why people have hormone issues stems from their diet. You might not think it, but a lot of people don't think it. But we as a society are malnourished. We are not consuming a proper diet. We are always on a diet or eating too much. Never in balance, just one extreme to the other. And that's what I said to her after she told me that. So the thing is, hold on, what did she say? Somebody else said something. All right. So anyway, so that's what was said. But the thing is, it's really true. Majority of us, even men, don't get me wrong, men are doing it too. Men are on HRT too, or human. Hormone replacement therapy, but we all are not eating enough. We're working so much. I mean, can we blame ourselves? Yes, we have to be more aware of what we eat, but at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we are taking in the proper amount of calories and eating properly. When I say calories, let me take that back. We have to eat a balanced, well-balanced diet. Okay, we have a lot of issues where we put work first, put other responsibilities first before ourselves, and we don't eat enough. Okay, so perimenopause is pretty much happening to women that are even in their 30s, you know, pretty much having those symptoms of being menopaused, irregular menstrual cycle, hot flashes, sorry, and all these other issues that will happen when you're going through the change. Okay, but these perimenopause happens much earlier. Okay, typically I think it's the late 40s, early 50s is when it starts, but some people, like I said, are starting in their 30s. And that's not a good sign. Okay, I think, and as the studies show, it definitely has something. When it comes to hormone issues, it can definitely be because of nutrition or lack of nutrition. Could there be other things, like if you're working out good enough, taking care of everything you need to take care of? Yes, it could be, you know, you definitely need hormone therapy, hormone replacement therapy. But before you ever do that, though, okay, before you ever go in that realm of getting that done, are you working out enough? Are you staying active? Are you doing resistance training to build muscle? I mean, sorry. And when I say muscle, I don't mean like Arnold Schwarzenegger muscle. I mean just regular muscle, good amounts of muscle, something to your liking, or just getting stronger in general. Okay. Are you eating enough? Okay. Or are you on a low carb diet for the majority of your life? You know, you're on a diet phase your entire life. Then you go on vacation, eat whatever, and you go back to eating, being on a diet phase. You know, are you sleeping enough? Are you getting your 7 to 9 hours? If that, if you're lucky, get 9, that'd be good. If you're a mom, probably not. But if you're getting between 7 to 9 hours on a regular basis. And lastly, are you taking care of yourself? Are you having self-care? Are you doing those things you need to do to take care of you, to take care of yourself? You know, those four things. If you're doing those four things, all those four things, that should determine if you are, should go to the hormone replacement therapy. Okay, if you're not doing those things, try those things first before you end up doing the hormone replacement therapy. Okay, me personally, I don't know what that entails, but I personally would rather do something natural instead of just start taking something, try to do something for myself before I start taking something. Okay, that's me personally. It's up to you, it's your body, of course. But I'm just giving you the facts. You can look anywhere and try to, you know, not home remedy, but look at ways to do, to improve your perimenopause without doing hormone replacement therapy. And those four things will pop up. Okay. Are you working out, staying active, doing resistance training? It could be just body weight. It could be squats. It could be stuff like that. Are you eating enough? Or are you in the diet phase? You know, you're eating like people, you know, make fun of it and say like a squirrel. Are you sleeping enough? And are you, you know, handling your mental health properly? Okay, so these are those things that you have to be aware of. Okay, when it comes down to it. All right, let me see if any questions so far. Okay, I need the tip of the day. No. Okay, all right. Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. So let's just check this real quick to see if anything, any other. Alright. Okay, good. Alright. Alrighty. So that's that. Okay. Like I said, though, make sure you focus on, you know, working on those four things before you ever decide to actually go and be you know, do the hormone replacement therapy. Okay, all right. Next thing, Biden executive order. Okay, so I was looking into this, and I just find this. I mean, let me just read this. So today, this is March 18th. Today, President Biden is signing a new executive order that will direct the most comprehensive set of executive actions ever taken to extend and improve research on women's health. These directives will ensure women's health is integrated and prioritized across the federal research portfolio and budget, and will galvanize new research on a wide range of topics, including women's midlife health. No, so it was like a long list of stuff. If you go on whitehouse.gov, you can definitely see all the stuff. But I just put like more questions than anything, that why is something like this even necessary? Why do you need to do an executive order for something like this? I mean, I really, honestly, I don't understand it. Maybe I'm wrong to feel this way, but I feel like if you do research on anything, you should have research on men and women. I mean, except for maybe something that's specifically for women. I mean, specifically for men. And these are the things that I don't understand. You have to have an executive order to do more research on women's health. It's strange. I mean, what was it? 19? When were women allowed to vote? I totally forgot. But it's like, wow. This is, I don't know. I mean, I might be wrong to feel this way. But it's just interesting that it's taking this long for stuff like this to occur. And you need an executive order to actually do something like this. Interesting. That's really, really interesting. But yeah, so that's the sign today. So pretty much they're going to try to put more money into finding research to help women in different stages of their life. Maybe we can find out more about perimenopause. Just really, really interesting. Really, really interesting. But yeah, I guess that's a good thing. I mean, let's look at the broader side of things. That is really good that they're trying to help the females out there, the ladies out there, with more research on their own health. But yeah, I just find it interesting that they need something like this. I might be wrong. Like I said, let me know if I'm wrong, or right or wrong, or what have you. But I just find it interesting that you need to have an executive order for something like this. But whatever. All right, let me see if there's any point. Oh, here's questions. Okay. I thought you were in vacation. No, not yet. Yeah, I'm not on vacation just yet because all the research was done on all men. Yep. Facts. Not enough women were included in the research. Yep. Side effects weren't accurate. Yep. Uh-huh. But that's the thing. Good. Thanks for your input, Rashina. But yeah, I mean, this goes back to why I started this stream, this group, this Facebook group and everything. This is the reason why I did started this thing, because it doesn't make sense to me why there wasn't more research or memory research board health and fitness and wellness when it comes to women. When a woman has a baby, I mean, you know, stuff like that, like pelvic tilts stuff. I mean, pelvic tilts and all these pelvic strengthening exercises. It's like, I feel like it's just so new, but like women been giving birth for years. I mean, not years, what, since the dawn of time or whatever, you know, but all these kind of stuff is now, like, I feel like it's all now coming out, you know, to me, it doesn't make sense, you know. And it's just sad. I mean, honestly, the more and more I think about it now, it's just sad, the fact that we have to have an executive order to tell companies, you know, you have to prioritize or allocate money to fund more research for females, finding side effects, finding all this, you know, that doesn't make sense to me. You know, like I said, I might be wrong. I know I'm not, but I might be wrong to feel that way, but it's just not right that, and, you know, I'm a man, yes, and, you know, whatever, but I have a mom, I have a wife, I have a niece, you know, I have sisters, you know, I have all these women in my life, you know, and they're a big part of my life. I tell people many times, my mom made me who I am today, you know, literally, you know, and mentally, whatever, I get everything from my mom, you know, Yeah, I agree. We don't know a lot of about the bodies of half the population. It's crazy. Yeah, absolutely crazy. You know, and I mean, like I said, I hope it, look on the brighter side, to make an initiative to actually do it. We'll see what actually comes from it.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together.
Check me out at kandapastrength.com. I mean, I'm not going to lie. A side of me is kind of thinking is just some type of political thing trying to buy votes. I don't know. This is not a political channel or whatever, but, you know, I don't know. But either way, looking on the broader side of things, I think that this is a good step in the right direction, and hopefully we get more more things, and you know, more we could learn more about the woman's human body. Okay, but yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about that. But anyway, so let's move on to the next thing. Efishina, do you have anything to say? No. This is nice. This is kind of nice. I can see people's comments like this. I don't have to look at my cell phone. I can see people. Everything's recording. And it seems like you can hear me too. I was worried about getting this microphone. My mom is calling about be right. Okay. Okay. All right. But all I know is this is working. Okay. Like I said, there's a lot of topics. Hey, Christine. I like the new. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. It wasn't that expensive. Amazon. You know, people don't like Amazon. Some people do, but Amazon is just, you know, this is really helping me out. That's all I know. These small, you know, me as a small business owner. Okay. But anyway, I want to know some questions because I have Christine, I have you on, and I have to ask you a question. This is kind of into next topic because I know somebody. She's a client that comes to the studio and trains with somebody else. But she was telling me her situation when it comes to giving birth, when it comes to maternity leave in her company and stuff like that. Now, I'm going to tell the story, but let me know your experience, if it was good or bad when you're working, when you had to, you know, give birth to your kids and so on and so forth. How was that? Because she was telling me that she would have to, I think she gets like maybe 2 or 3 weeks off. No, was it 4 weeks? She gets 4 weeks off. Or something to that effect, then would have to come back to work and then have to go back on leave again. But like with family, it's for what I understand, it's like what she was explaining to me, the company she works for, she would have to like kind of plan accordingly. Like you have to plan anyway, but it's like you have to maneuver things the right way just to have a good amount of time for your body to recover, one, and then two, to spend time with your own child, your newborn child, you know. So let me know if you have any problems with that. I mean, I know for Connie, I don't think she had any problems, but I mean, she pretty much had her 6 weeks, and then she decided to go back. And that's another thing too, is like I feel at times, and that's what I talked to the person too as well, and I said to her, you know, hopefully you come back when you're ready, you know, because a lot of people, okay, 6 weeks, you should be ready to go. But in reality, 6 weeks is not okay with everybody. And there's no cookie cutter. There shouldn't be any cookie cutter time period or whatever. So if Susan steps out for 6 weeks to come back, doesn't mean everyone can, at least maybe physically, but not mentally, because it's mental. Well, I don't know 100%, but from what I understand, it's mentally and physically draining. You might be healed physically, but mentally you're not ready yet. Okay, Christine, that sounds strange. I believe it is six weeks for natural and 8 weeks for C-section. That's what I heard too. then you can go on, you can use your vacation for other time. Yeah, I mean, that's what I heard too as well. But I mean, I think it's just for her company. She's having problems with that. I mean, I hope maybe things have changed. I mean, I think her first child is, no, her first child is only two, so not much has probably changed. But yeah, because that's what Connie got. But I think she had to go through the state. I think you get something from, I think everything comes from the state, I think. Yeah, it is horrible. I think everything comes from, if I'm not mistaken, I forgot. I just know it wasn't like 100%. You weren't getting 100% or something like that of your pay. But yeah, I feel like you just have to kind of plan things out or whatever, especially if you have to go into work. It's not like you're working from home. And yeah. Anyway, all right, so any questions, guys? Remember, feel free to say anything. Let me see if I can, if anything's here. No. Okay. All right, real quick, actually, before I go to the last thing I wanted to say, well, not last thing, but something I wanted to say is, remember, guys, please, if you can, this is your, if she's lucky, she's just starting to catch up on some sleep, not to mention what your body is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but when Logan was born, I mean, Connie said to me, hey, you're going to be waking up in the middle of the night and doing all that stuff or whatever. I said, no, that's fine. Honestly, that's the way I feel. I feel like I signed up for that. I'm fine with that. I get to hold my baby more or whatever. And honestly, Logan was a good sleeper, so I didn't have any problem. I mean, maybe one night I had 3 hours of sleep instead of my normal sleep, you know, but I made sure that she was sleeping. I mean, she, at the beginning, you know, I think, yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, I don't think she lost sleep at all. I think she slept good. She had it good. You know, I'm kind of a big deal. But anyway, yeah, so hopefully that person I was talking about, she has a better experience this time. Oh, yeah. So real quick, though, guys, just please remember, maybe I should have said this at the beginning. Remember, guys, this is your group, your Facebook group. If you see articles, if you see recipes, if you're making results that you love, if you accomplish something, hit your calories for the day or whatever you want to, and you were strong or whatever the case may be, or you passed up on some donuts, whatever it may be, it might help somebody else in this group. Okay, so please share whatever you want to share. Okay. I mean, I don't mind putting out content or putting, of course, definitely do live streams. I don't mind doing that, of course. But remember, guys, this is your group. This is for you guys to interact with each other and also motivate each other. All right. So I'm gonna keep on saying that. Okay. A few times people sent me stuff and say, yeah, that's fine. That's great. Put in the group chat. You know, and it's fine. I mean, as long as it's about fitness, wellness, and improving on your well-being, it's fine. I passed up on some cookies at 4:30 today offered to me. There you go, Kim. Ooh, were there oatmeal raisins? Because if they're oatmeal raisin, I don't know. I might have to say, okay, let me get that. But no, seriously, I'm happy and proud of you, did. But I'm not gonna lie though, one time, you know, my client, she made homemade, and I actually put it in my macros. I mean, hey, I love me some oatmeal raisin cookies. So those are, and it actually anything with raisins, that's my, yeah, I love raisins. I think it's a Caribbean thing. But anyway, last thing, ask questions, guys, if you have any questions, of course. But last thing I want to say, because I was trying to think about, like, when I talk about empty calories, how can I illustrate that or articulate that so for women to understand? Okay, I'm not saying you guys don't understand when it comes to empty calories, but you know, I was thinking of just thinking, how can I, you know, make it more understandable? Okay, so here, think of empty calories is like talking to an attractive guy with pretty much, I don't want to say no sense, how do I say it? That's not intelligent. You see a guy, he's very attractive, he checks all your boxes, but when he opened his mouth, it's like, yes, nothing upstairs. Yes, there you go, Christine, nothing upstairs. that's what it is to eat empty calories. That's probably the best way to explain when it comes to eating empty calories or eating the Pop-Tarts, the donuts and the stuff like that, or even, well, liquor too, I guess. Yeah, liquor too. Yeah, and I guess it is, you know, but that's what it means. So it's pretty much empty calories is pretty much you're talking to a guy with nothing upstairs. Okay, there's no substance to the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And you're not, you know, if that makes sense. So I don't know why I thought, how can I, you know, but this is the best way to pretty much explain it. And because you see this food, you see something, it's like toasted or whatever, or it's crispy, it's salty, it's sweet. But then you bite into it, but it's, you feels good, but it's not really nourishing. It's not fulfilling. Well, I'm not gonna say it's not fulfilling. It's not nourishing in the right ways, like, you know, your proteins and your healthy this and healthy that. Okay, I hope that makes sense. All right, guys. So that's pretty much all I have to say for today, but I'm ready for any questions you may have. I really appreciate you guys joining me today. Definitely do. But back to the whole Biden thing, I just think it's very interesting what Biden is, what he has to do, to get more research on women's health and women's well-being. I mean, men and women are different, but we're all the same. Yes, but yes, we're different though. We do different things. Oh man. All right, guys, anything at all, please let me know. Remember, let's go back to what we talked about though before. We talked about how much protein you should have. You know, can you overdo it when it comes to protein? No, you can't, unless you have kidney issues. You don't, you won't. I mean, unless you have, unless your kidneys are damaged. That's why keto works for a lot of people. But mind you, remember, keto is supposed to be, 60%? I think it's 60% fat, 15% protein, and oh god, the rest, I think 5%. No, I totally forgot. You're welcome. You're welcome, Christine. I totally forgot what the keto was breakdown. Have you ever done a live on nutrition for menstrual? Yeah. Oh, menopausal. Yes, back a couple months ago. Yeah, but I wouldn't mind doing it again. Honestly, I wouldn't mind doing it. Yeah, I think that's one of my first ones. Oh my god, it takes me back. Yeah, I actually did. It's one of my first ones I ever did. But I could definitely do that again. It's not a problem. Because I already have like the things set up for each month. Like I'm like a month ahead when it comes to like topics and everything. And I could definitely, I need a refresher as well. Okay, good. All right, so I'll plan this for next month, first thing. Okay, so remember what Rashina kind of mentioned about being on vacation. The 24th were okay. Yeah, the 24th were perfectly fine. It's just the first week in April, we won't have that live stream. It's just the first week in April. Okay. So next week we're okay. But it's just the first week in April that I won't be available. Okay. So next week is supposed to be the truth about the scale. We're gonna talk more about that. We kind of touched base on that a few weeks ago, but we're gonna talk more about that. But then I'll do the second. The first Monday is the 8th. Actually, I could do it. Actually, I will be back. No, they got my dates wrong. Let me just check the calendar again. Yeah, April 1st. Oh, there's 5 Monday. Okay, that's why that threw me off. So there's 5 Mondays in April. Okay, there's 5 Mondays. I have to change this then. There's 5 Mondays in April. So the first one I won't be available. But April 8th, we'll talk about that. We have a refresher when it comes to menopausal nutrition and nutrition and fitness. We'll talk about both. All right. Thanks, Kim. All right. We'll definitely do that then on the 8th, April 8th. Yeah. Wow. 5 Mondays. No, that's good. That's all good. Anyway, guys, any questions about anything? I really appreciate this, guys. I really appreciate the feedback and everything. This is a good setup now. I mean, I'm hoping you guys are hearing me clearly and you don't hear my son screaming in the background, but, you know, it's all good. Alrighty. All right. So anyway, we'll leave it to that then. So next week, okay. This is the following week I won't be in. Okay. But next week, you are very clear. Thank you, Christine. Okay. Great. Alrighty, guys. So I'll see you next week. Like I said, guys, this is your group. Put whatever you, any recipes or what have you, please put. If you have a video of yourself working out, whatever it is, this is your group. Okay. It doesn't always have to be me putting stuff on. Put stuff on, whatever it may be. Okay. Nothing like you judging somebody. I've seen people like put videos of people acting crazy at the gym. You know, no negative stuff. No negative stuff. And then no political stuff, no religious. I mean, stuff like that. It's just strictly about nutrition, fitness, and, you know, wellness. You know what I mean. All right. See you in the morning, dude. Okay, Kim. See you in the morning. Have a good one, guys. Have a good night. All right. Take care. Bye.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my 3 pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together.
Check me out at kadapastrength.com.